Lovely carol, isn't it? The wonders of God's love. Let earth receive her king. This is Almighty God sending Jesus. And then also, let every heart prepare him room. Let Jesus into our hearts. Wonderful. Let me pray just before I preach. Oh Lord God, we pray that just anything that is just frivolous and of myself may be forgotten. And Lord, may we hear from you what you want each of us to take home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, it's quite nice doing chores at home, isn't it? Because it gives you the opportunity to listen to music as you're busying away. Well, I was listening this last week to the Christmas story set to music. George Handel, he composed The Messiah to tell the Christmas story in orchestra and choirs. And in fact, I've heard from someone that it is on this evening in the Royal Festival Hall, not that any of us will be going to that. It starts, Messiah starts from Isaiah prophesying, comfort my people, and there will be the anointed one, the Messiah, coming. In fact, that first reading we have, for unto us a child is born. That is part of the story, part of the Christmas story, and part of on the Messiah. Now, if I ever did conduct, not that I ever have conducted, but I might be, I wouldn't be using a back scratcher. I'd be using an orchestral baton, but perhaps the next time you scratch your back, you can think about directing. What does the conductor do? He directs people. He says, come on, the violins, and come here, the tenors, and he's directing the way the music goes. And I feel that we should look on our lives, that God is trying to direct us, if only we'll listen. And he's bringing us in on cue. So rather like Handel would want a certain part of the orchestra to come in on cue, God is wanting us to come in on cue at the right moment. Well, how is the Christmas story developing as we get to today's reading? Well, I've actually found my Bible. Well, we've had Gabriel, the angel, making the announcement to Mary, and then we read, and Mary, in those days, Mary arose and went with haste. Now I've read that word haste means even more than just speed. The Greek word that St. Luke used in his gospel means with determination and purpose behind it. This was a journey she was making, not just to be quick out of the way, but with real purpose. And who would this teenager go to? Finding this angelic prophecy that she would be pregnant and carry a son. And, I suppose her mother would be the obvious person. But in fact, her mother probably advised her to go to Elizabeth. And what a great choice. And, of course, we've got to say it's great. It also was God's choice, so it wasn't just humanly great. But when you think about it, here's a relative, someone who's wise, she's godly. God has done this miracle in her and giving her a pregnancy. And also, let's not forget that Gabriel, when he spoke to Mary, said, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. So really, very many reasons why Mary might go to... So over the next slide, please, to the hill country in Judah. So that's the next part of our reading. Mary went into the hill country to a town in Judah. And in fact, there is a village west of Jerusalem called Ein Kerem, and there's a church there to commemorate where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. And so in our reading, we have that Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar with the kind of greeting that you get in the Middle East, but it's salam aleikum, aleikum salam, kif halek, how are you? And possibly embracing. It's quite a long-winded thing, I can tell you, because I lived out in Nazareth for a while. Well, so Mary would have given this customary greeting, but it would also be looking up to this older relative, and also someone that she probably would have particularly respected, being the wife of a priest as well. We don't have Ben here anymore, otherwise I could make some joke about, you know, what does Jane feel like being a wife of a priest? So we then read in verse 41 that the baby leapt in Elizabeth's womb. Now, I'm sure all mothers here know something about fetal movements of babies. I can assure you I know quite a lot about that too. Not that I've been pregnant, but I do know that when I used to write fetal movements felt on the medical notes, that was a good sign. And it was often actually much before 6 months. So I would think that this is a very special movement in Elizabeth's belly. And it was John the Baptist responded in his spirit to that greeting from Mary. I think that's what the reading implies, that the Holy Spirit actually inspired baby John at that point. And so then we have Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This was something amazing, something new, something novel. Let's remember that there'd been no prophecy since Malachi 430 years before. And that last book of the Old Testament, and of interest is that the second last verse, the very end of the Old Testament, says, I will send you Elijah. So there's a little connection there, isn't there, that this prophecy starts off again, all to do with Elizabeth and John the Baptist, who will be Elijah. So what have we had? We've had two angel appearances, one to Mary, one to Zechariah, and then we've had the Holy Spirit speaking through Elizabeth, and she's going to speak through Mary. She's going to speak through Anna and Simeon in the temple in some months' time. And it's a new season of God working among his people. Someone summarized it at the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So Elizabeth's inspired speech was like the beginning of a new age. So let's look at what the Holy Spirit is saying through Elizabeth. Blessed. That just means highly favored. It's a greeting that was used by Gabriel for Mary. Blessed are you, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. That's Jesus. Blessed, highly favored is Jesus within you. And blessed am I, Elizabeth, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. Well, she's saying that Mary is the mother of her Lord. Jesus is going to be Elizabeth's Lord. It's not just something that Elizabeth thought up, is it? It's something that God gave her through the Holy Spirit to proclaim. We have the Holy Spirit inspiring the baby John, as I've said. It says in verse 44, the baby in her womb leapt for joy. And then Elizabeth prophesied, blessed is she who believed what was spoken to her from the Lord. Remember that Mary accepted that. I believe that David made this point last week when he preached that Zechariah was very much a doubter when the angel said that he'd have a child. And Mary very much accepted it. She was a yes person. So what do we take away from this passage? Well, the two wonderful women. They wanted to do the right thing. They were righteous, it says. They wanted to do what was right. They got faith. They got servant hearts. They prayed. They had courage. And they obeyed God unhesitatingly. Just God said something, and then they obeyed. Now, that's something we could do well to try and follow. Could we be full of faith like them? Could we be prayerful and listen and hear if God has a cue? In fact, if you don't remember anything else about what I say today, just think of that back scratcher and then used to conduct and giving us cues to come in on, to respond to. It might be just that we should pray better. Don't we all need to do that? There's a verse that St. Paul wrote to the Romans saying, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit pleads with God for us. And then two verses later, it says, for those who love God, all things work together for good. Now, faith may be something that I know Christian believers have said that, well, they don't ever remember when they didn't have faith because they're brought up as a child, and that's fine. That's fantastic. And that they just, as far as they remember, they had faith. That others of us, and I would think possibly the majority, can remember a time we didn't have faith. And then there was a point when we felt in our hearts that we should come to God to confess that we weren't following him properly, to accept his forgiveness and start a new life with Jesus with us. And of course, that God's care carries on all through our lives. God is, he's wanting to conduct us and direct us and give cues to us so that we'll respond, rather like when Elizabeth responded to that cue when the Holy Spirit came on her. It might be just something, maybe to pray for someone. It may be to contact someone. June and I heard this week how there's a man in Afghanistan called Benjamin. In fact, someone in Kabul that Ron George was sending money to support families. And Benjamin felt that he really ought to get out of Afghanistan. And he went with his mother and his brothers and sisters. And they got as far as the Pakistani border. And he kept being turned back again and again. And I know that Ron and ourselves and many other people were praying for this person in great need. And then we heard just a few days ago that he had been able to cross the border, and we don't know the details. And he's still in need. But praise be to God that I believe those prayers were answered and he got through the border. Some years ago, I was living in a house by a river in Norfolk, and I knew I was going to move. And this morning, this particular Friday morning, I sort of felt this thought: go and get a camera. Now, John Waite will know what I'm talking about. I'm quite sure my camera was nothing like his, but I got this camera and I pointed it out of the kitchen window. Because I thought it'd be lovely to have a picture of the kingfisher. Now, there was a kingfisher lived in the garden on the river, but I hadn't seen it for 4 months. So it was a bit of a strange thought. Anyway, I didn't wait very long, and I went to work and did my day's work. And I thought, well, what was that all about? Well, do you know, the next morning, as I went into the kitchen, what should be there? Just exactly where I'd framed the picture, but the kingfisher was sitting there. So I just to prove it, that is the picture I took that Saturday morning. Now, what was that about? I believe it. I was prompted to get the camera. I mean, probably more just for my building up my personal faith. Just a challenge. What was I going to respond again? Praise be to God for that. We should respond if we feel that God is calling to something. It may be just realizing that we need to have a close relationship with him and not quite where we should be. So if he's responding us to come to him, to repent, say sorry, perhaps just to pray, has he got something in mind for us to do? God loves us and he wants to respond. So let's do that. Let me say a prayer. Oh Lord God, we do thank you how that first Christmas season that Elizabeth responded, and then others, other players in that scenario, others responded. Mary had responded. Joseph responded. Lord, so many people responded so that your will might be done. We do pray that you may help us to respond when you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen.